Understanding the disparities and strategies for enhancing educational equity. Development of a Commonverse learning toolkit. The attainment gap between students entering higher education with BTEC qualifications and those with A levels has become a topic of increasing interest in pedagogical research. It has been shown that BTEC learners are more likely to struggle in higher education compared to their peers with A levels. BTEC learners are 1.4 times more likely to graduate below upper second class degree. They are 1.7 times more likely to repeat their first year and twice as likely to drop out after their first year compared to A-level learners. While several factors may contribute to this disparity, one area that warrants particular attention is the difference in assessment styles and their impact on student preparation for higher education. A notable difference lies in the use of command words, terms such as analyze, evaluate, and discuss, which guide students on how to approach tasks or questions. These words are deeply embedded in the structure of A-level assessments and represent varying levels of cognitive complexity as defined by Bloom's taxonomy, which is a hierarchical framework for categorizing learning objectives. In A-level education, students are explicitly taught the meanings and applications of command words. For example, terms like describe and explain align with lower-order cognitive skills such as remembering and understanding, while words like analyze, evaluate, and synthesize correspond to higher-order skills involving criticality. A-level students engage in systemic practice with these terms, often through repeated exposure to past papers, ensuring they develop a comprehensive understanding of the expectations associated with each term. In contrast, BTEC assessments focus predominantly on application and practical skills. Command words may appear in task instructions, but they are not consistently emphasized or explicitly taught as part of assessment preparation. As a result, BTEC learners may lack the training necessary to interpret and respond effectively to these terms, placing them at a disadvantage when transitioning to higher education, where essay-style assessments and critical analysis are the norm. This discrepancy led us to hypothesize that the disparity in how command words are taught and emphasized contributes to the attainment gap. Crucially, it may not be the case that BTEC students lack higher-order cognitive skills, but rather they are unfamiliar with how to apply these skills in the context of higher education assessment. We propose that this gap could be addressed through simple yet effective interventions such as the development of a glossary explicitly defining command words. This resource would provide clear explanations, practical examples, and guidance tailored to BTEC learners, equipping them with the tools to approach higher education assessments with greater confidence. By addressing this overlooked aspect of assessment preparation, we believe it is possible to support BTEC learners more effectively, thereby promoting equity in academic achievement.
Our overall aim was to create a learning toolkit that would allow educators to conduct a workshop or a similar activity that would help students to gain an explicit understanding of what command words mean, especially if they were coming from a background like BTEC, where this kind of explicit focus on the command words might not have played much of a role previously. We set ourselves four objectives to accomplish that. The first was to analyze definitions available from UK higher education institutions. The second was to use that analysis to develop our own set of definitions of command words that, on the one hand, agree maximally with the range of definitions out there, but on the other, are written in clear and accessible English. Our third objective was to create story-based analogies corresponding to the definitions to aid in the understanding of those definitions. And finally, the fourth objective was to create story-based visual aids to appeal to visual learners, but also to serve as memory cues for the analogies and the corresponding definitions. To build the toolkit, we looked at command word glossaries published online by UK higher education institutions, and we found 13 in total. We analyzed them looking at a range of different concepts, for example, when students were expected to use evaluative reasoning or when they were expected to incorporate multiple perspectives. We used that analysis to build our own set of definitions, which we divided into two parts. First, a core meaning, which reflected areas where the different definitions from the different institutions agreed or converged, and also a section that we called You Might Want to Consider, and this addressed areas where the different definitions disagreed with each other. All of this was presented in English that would be accessible to someone who hadn't necessarily had any previous exposure to academic English. We then looked to build story-based analogies for each of the definitions. We did this combining them into a shared scenario based on the world of police procedural dramas. We did this because we reasoned that the sorts of things involved in police procedural drama, investigating a crime scene or making an argument in court, would be very familiar to the vast majority of students through their exposure to this in television drama. After that, we used Bing Image Creator to generate a visual cartoon-like image that corresponded to each of the analogies in turn corresponding to each of the definitions. All of this was combined into a toolkit, and we tested the toolkit in a workshop for undergraduate biomedical sciences students coming from a mix of BTEC and A-level backgrounds. We then collected feedback via questionnaires to evaluate students' perceptions of the usefulness of the toolkit. The toolkit covers 9 command words, each presented on a laminated sheet of A4 cardstock. Each sheet consists of 3 elements: a definition, a story-based analogy, and a visual representation of that analogy. For example, for justify, the image on the right, the first part of the definition, entitled What It Means, covers the core meaning of the word, an instruction to defend a particular view using evidence and logical argument. The second part of the definition, Things You Might Want to Consider, reflects areas where definitions from different universities don't necessarily agree or are context dependent. For example, whether it's necessary to evaluate multiple alternative views. The analogy above the definition compares the academic task of justifying to a judge writing up a judgment after a case. The judge has to ensure that the reasoning is clear and shows that every element of the judgment is clearly supported by the available evidence. The visual representation, to the left of the definition and analogy, is of a judge looking pensive while writing a report.
As part of this study, we organized a workshop titled Comment the Command Words, which was open to all students in the biomedical sciences cohort to ensure inclusivity. In total, 20 students expressed interest in participating. Among these, 5 students had A-level backgrounds, while only 3 students had BTEC backgrounds. Given the limited number of BTEC participants, it was not feasible to draw statistically significant conclusions about how this specific group perceived the support. Nevertheless, feedback from all workshop attendees was overwhelmingly positive. Every participant reported that the session enhanced their understanding of command word definitions, clarified assessment terminology, and expectations in higher education, and was likely to benefit their academic performance. An interesting observation was the impact of visual cues introduced during the workshop. Students noted that these cues significantly aided their understanding of the meanings behind command words, helping them to connect the terms with the cognitive processes required. Some examples of student narrative feedback is given in Table 1. As a conclusion, our study highlights the variability in how UK universities interpret command words, an unexplored issue that may challenge students transitioning into higher education. Our intervention, a glossary of command words paired with storytelling and visual cues, was a novel approach. Workshop feedback was overwhelmingly positive, with all participants reporting improved understanding of assessment vocabulary, increased confidence, and a belief in their enhanced academic abilities. While the small sample size of attendees in the workshop limited statistical significance and comparisons across educational backgrounds, the findings underscore the potential of tailored resources to address preparation gaps between A-level and BTEC learners. Future research should explore the long-term impact of such interventions on closing the attainment gap and fostering equity in higher education.